really in the doldrums since he's left. So he's more than capable of masterminding something like that. And you're absolutely right in what you say. You know, I think it is a case of put up or shut up now, almost for McGeaney and Armagh. This has been the dream. This is, you would imagine, where he has wanted to be since he started his managerial career. And he will be absolutely chomping at the bit. I would love to be a fly on the wall in that Armagh dressing room before the game, because I would love to see exactly what he says to the players. He will be 110% pumped up for this. But let me tell you, so will Cavan. And Cavan go in with an exciting young team as well. Two debutants in the starting 15 in the shape of Liam Buchanan and Padraig Faulkner, who impressed so much over the league campaign. You know, they'll not be there to... they'll be very, very wary of the Armagh threat. And I reckon it could be a really, really interesting game.
I must get you on closer to the Down Monaghan match, but you're a Down man. I'm a Down man. And most people are saying the Moore men have no chance whatsoever. But as you're saying, your underdogs have roared loudly this season.
They have, Frank, but unfortunately in this case, and you know, I know you have a little medal in your back pocket as well. I would have a fairly well decorated family in Down football and circle, as avid and proud a Down man as they come. We know, of course, there's no such thing as true impartiality in GAA journalism. You attach yourself to your own county a little bit, and I think that's accepted. But I have to say, in some cases we'd be lucky to get two games this summer, one in the championship and one in the qualifiers. I mean, I think that the players who haven't opted to actually turn out for the team have been a massive, massive blow to the whole county. They're up against the defending Ulster champions. I can't see any other result than a fairly comfortable Monaghan win. I really, really hope I'm wrong in that. But I think really Down could struggle for a couple of years.
And Colm, it's Euros summer, the Republic of Ireland, Northern Ireland, both on the crest of the wave. Do you think the road to the Ulster Championship final, and indeed the road to Croke Park, will be, I suppose, not as brightly lit because people will be keeping such a close eye on the soccer?
I don't think so much. I mean, I know I can only speak, I suppose, from my own experience. I'm a very, very lucky man. I'm a journalist. I'm a sports journalist who loves sport, who digests sport. In fact, if I could even go so far to say, as you know, while I'm looking forward to the Gaelic at the weekend, I'm also have an eye on England and the Sri Lanka and the cricket. You know, so I digest it all. And I think that here in Northern Ireland, we're passionate about all of our sports. And I really don't think that one will have to make way to the other. I think that we can enjoy them all in their own time. I don't think it'll detract too much. It'll just give us something more to get excited about sports-wise over the summer. That's what I think, anyway.
Absolutely. Colm, thank you indeed. Colm McAlinden, sports journalist and indeed broadcasting lecturer as well. Thanks, Colm. Thanks for your time. Thank you.
No problem.